as you relax your body, letting yourself be in a comfortable position, imagine a setting where you would love to be, a setting where you have been, a setting where you go to relax. And imagine yourself in that setting, totally enjoying your environment and feeling very much at peace with yourself and with the world around you. Just kind of evoke that feeling for the time being, of well-being. It's a non-judgmental, curious, open feeling, an appreciative feeling of yourself and of the environment around you. Now let your body relax in that feeling. Let your body relax in the presence of that feeling. And let your mind also relax and just be in the presence of that open, non-judgmental, warm feeling. Let the mind be free to roam. Don't try to control it, just allow it to rest. Allow it to relax. Without telling it that it has to think one way or another, just give it permission to relax. And your body also. Enjoy the sensations of your body relaxing. You can feel the muscles releasing stress. There's a pleasure in that feeling. There's also a pleasure and a relief when you allow your mind to just rest. In its own way, the mind decides its own way of resting, its own way of feeling, its own way of thinking, without you feeling that you need to work it. Just give a few minutes of not working the mind, but simply appreciating the mind for whatever it is doing. allowing yourself to be curious. Allowing yourself to get to know the mind as it is, when no one's trying to control it, when no one's asking it to be this way or that way. Just simply open to, curious, and respectful to the way that it actually is. My teachers likened this exercise to how you would be were you to watch your dog run in a meadow. Say you take your dog out for a walk and you come to this luxurious meadow. Perfect. Perfect place to allow your dog to run. And you let him go. Now you watch him and you enjoy how he runs, how he jumps, you enjoy him for what he is. Or you're interested and open to him for what he is. You're not trying to control his motion or his being. So here it's a matter of just allowing the mind to rest, to be what it is. To be interested in what it is. Again, that same curiosity and wonder you can turn again toward the body as the body continues to relax. To let yourself learn about and appreciate those sensations. Feelings, and experiences the body goes through as it relaxes. Not trying to make it be anything other than what it is, just to simply be present and curious and respectful. Notice your body is breathing as it continues to relax, and your mind continues to relax in its own way. Notice the breathing of the body. You need not do anything, you just notice it's breathing. It doesn't require a doer. It doesn't require somebody to make it breathe. As you continue to relax, allowing the mind to be, the body to be, the breath to be, notice your own presence, the me, the sense of self, you, the conscious being that's filling this body, present to the body, present to the breath, present to the thoughts. You don't have to work to notice yourself here. Just the simple you. You don't have to make it be anything. It's just you, your sense of self. And let yourself relax there into that. Into your own presence. And so your own being is the resting place. So you're just relaxing and resting into your own presence, just the me, the conscious being that you are. That very intimate sense of self that makes me me. Let me offer my body and my breath and my thoughts and my feelings, all of my perceptions just into that self, into me. And as though I'm diving into or falling into my own presence. No new presence.